We played very, very well, Partick and us. Played very, very well. And you know, just be told, we were the better side from day one. That's as good a performance as we've put on for 2 or 3 years, probably. We knew it was going to be difficult against a very good side with pedigree at Clonmel Town. They've won it before. And we knew we had to be at our best, and we were today.
Looking, you got the start, Darnan. I suppose getting the first goal, settled nerves in that, Shane. I suppose that was important for you.
Getting the first goal definitely was, and we went down at the break 1-0 up. But we were discussing this at half time. If Clonmel having to score next, you know what we needed, and the response that we needed, and the players delivered big time. You know, we just stuck at it. We didn't change too much. We put them on the back foot, and then we scored our second and our third, and saw out the game. You know, saw out the game. But I mean, Clonmel Town were a decent side.
You had very good confidence in your players going down to that game. You spoke to us yesterday. Suppose conditions today, they played a bit of havoc up here. What was conditions like down there?
A lot of heavy snow, and during the game, the start of the game especially, a strong wind blowing and heavy snow, as I say, to start with, and then it settled, and then there was another big shower again, you know, that type of... But I mean, it's nothing that we're not used to ourselves playing on the crew at times. You know, it's that... underfoot as the game went on, the pitch got you know, cut up and got mucky air and that. But we still tried to play football, and we did play football, and that's where our goals came from. We put their back four under a lot of pressure, but we played kind of three up top, and it worked, thank God.
Were you surprised? Look, in quarterfinals, sometimes it's hard to get chances. You guys got three of them. You took three of them. Were you surprised that they were coming so thick and fast? You must have been pressing extremely high at all times.
We were pressing high, and we kept a decent line. Our back four kept a good line, and we were nice and compact, and we had the pace then when we did win the ball to create problems with Christy, Stevie and Terence up top. You know, they're the three of them are very quick.
And from that, it gives you a huge advantage. I know you were speaking about the Clonmel side. Did you know much about them going into today's game? I know they were fairly, a physical team.
We did. I got a video of them in the last round against Cromwell. I was lucky enough to have a contact and Dublin who got me the video of the last game. So we knew quite a lot about them. And then I have another couple of friends that gave me rundowns on them from Tipperary. So, I mean, we knew a good bit about them.
Look, it's been since the mid-80s, since a side from Donegal has got to the semi-finals of the FAI Junior Cup. And, well, we all know the size of Glengad. They'll be an enjoyable journey back up the road, I perceive.
Oh, I think the boys deserve to have a few beers maybe and a bit of a sing-song on the bus on the way up now, and it'll be a good crack. And then we'll be back to normal on Tuesday night again. But really enjoy this, because as you're saying, I think it's 37, 38 years since Nunnie Shone team got the semi-final of Junior Cup. So it doesn't happen every turnabout, you know.
And focus now for the next... Well, have you any indications when the semi-finals might be yet, Shane?
I don't, Patrick, in fairness, I don't know. I would imagine that they're normally, I think, the second weekend of every month, and I don't think it'll change. It's probably in April now, the second weekend in April, I would imagine.